is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Welcome to The Accredited, powered by Tanthier Seniors here on Guardian Radio 96.9. I'm Ronaldo, and I realize I found a loophole in the Brad Hanna intro.
Go ahead.
He said they might not necessarily reflect the views and opinions, so but they might.
Where do we land on this? Because I feel like our news and our views, definitely just as of us.
I have to remind myself many times that, again, not podcast format, this is radio, so I do have to censor myself quite a bit and stray away from certain topics, especially this week.
I appreciate
that. Because I know the job that you were doing trying to sell the show, and I respect that. And I will not cause the entire thing to implode.
Pretty sure as soon as we locked in, you can go back to regular podcast format.
Child, please. Okay, so today we got a lot to talk about. At some point, we will talk about the Chicchoni Challenge, which is, I'm not going to give it away. But it is a very popular obstacle course here in the Bahamas. I've done it before. It's grown, I would say, extensively over the last decade or so. Chester, well, y'all are familiar with Chester. He's going to be on to talk about it. We will get into detail with that. We've got the World Athletic Championships currently going on in Tokyo, so we will update you with the latest on that. Jazz with the 30-30 chase, one half of it is down. So there's a lot for us to get to there. And
I thought we was actually going to start with that because last week, y'all felt like I made light of Jazz's ability to get this done. So I watched the entire week and I was like, all right, he's making it look easy.
All right, what I was doing was I was just setting up everything that we are going to talk about. And then I was going
to swing. I just had to plug that there because I got challenged off ready. You're like, you don't trust Jazz?
We got a whole hour.
Go ahead.
The hours go pretty fast. Anyway, so I was setting up the topics and then you say,
welcome to The Credit. If you want to join the conversation today, you can hit us up. Phone lines are now open, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Toll free from the Family Islands at 242-300-5720. Text lines are also active today. So if you want to join the conversation by text, you can hit us up. Text line powered by BTC, that's 422-GR96 or 422-4796. You can also hit up The Guardian, our Facebook page, IG page. I don't know, we don't say Twitter anymore, the X page. You could do all that. You could also hit up the 10YS pages as well. We're on all social media platforms. So join the conversation any which way that makes you feel most comfortable.
That's how you do live radio, baby.
Ready to go? Coffee in hand.
You did that before.
Coffee in hand.
That's a big cup of coffee, great, too.
Boy. Matter of fact, thank you. Frequent on Saturdays.
Why we can't say it?
I want them to sponsor us, but okay, that's a separate conversation.
All right.
But they know who they are. They hooked me up. They saw me coming when the car pulled in. They was like, we got you ready. We good to go. So, yeah. I appreciate this.
Y'all keep telling me the Bahamas run. Anyway. But this show apparently don't run on that yet. All right.
Hopefully.
So, you wanted to start with Jazz. We can start with Jazz. That's fine. So, the Yankees right now in a series with the Red Sox. And I feel like when you are in pinstripes, you purposely go after certain records when you're going against the Yankees, right? Jazz was getting them 30 steals out of the way last night. I haven't seen him have three steal attempts in quite some time. And I feel like a part of the reason he toned it down over the course of, I would say, the last month or the last few weeks was returning from the injury.
Yeah.
You are more susceptible to injury if you're running on the base pass, sliding and doing all of that, because that was the calling card for what he did. He had 40 steals the year before, but you had to be concerned about the injury concerns, right?
Right.
So the Yankees tapered that down, but last night against the Red Sox, went after it. He went into the game with 28, got two steals, got caught stealing once, and it was the one when he went into third base, when he went off to third, I was like, yeah, you're trying to get this 30.
No, it was at that moment when I was like, okay, see, I like when an organization gets behind a player. Because like you said, coming off the injury, it was quite clear that they wanted to position him in a way not to exacerbate the injury. But now the last couple of nights, they've been like, bro, it there, you this close, go for it. And I like to see that kind of support. You see the teammates getting involved, everybody there in support, making sure that he could get this locked up.
He's such a good teammate, man. And that's why it's sometimes, especially with Bohemian athletes, it's tough to separate how you feel personally from what they do on the field. I don't. I just lump all of that into one because I go fan first and then this faux journalism thing. But I feel like I took offense to when people were trying to say he wasn't a good teammate or trying to paint him in that negative light, because when you see the support that he gets from the Yankees, not even just with this, with everything. From he walked in the front door, first week he was a Yankee, Aaron Judge was letting him use. And if you don't understand baseball, how sacred that is, like, that should tell you everything you
need
to know.
I was ready to pause that, but I was like, everybody might not see it like that, but that's definitely pause-worthy. Can't be letting somebody else hold you back, bro.
Should I preemptive pause?
Definitely.
Oh, pause that. I apologize. But that should tell you everything you need to know right there about what he was going to mean to this organization, and that has continued his entire time in this uniform. So yeah, you're right. Everyone is behind this, but I want to talk about the strategy, right? Because I feel like he got to cut the steals at any point. I feel like the most difficult part, obviously, is the two homers.
Yeah.
Because now the pressure's on to get that, right? Because the homers are much more difficult. Do you think he just wanted to say, let me get half of this out the way and focus on that?
But see, to me, I viewed the... Well, technically, you are right. The home runs are more difficult. But I feel with the home runs, that's more just Jazz player with his confidence level. So a confident Jazz is really, really good at the plate. So, like, that part, I was like, the steals is what I want everybody to be behind it. Because you don't want to hold him up at the wrong time. Once he gets in the momentum, the steals part to me has always been the easy part. The home runs, I look at it and it's like, all right, you got to build Jazz up. You got to feel confident. He's going up against the Red Sox. This is almost like the perfect storm for somebody who has the baseball knowledge that Jazz has. Because he knows what this particular series means. Both of them still, you know, back and forth trying to lock up. So this is the moment. So I'm saying all the right pieces are in place for Jazz to approach the plate over the next two games and be like, all right, we get you out.
And that's the thing about it, right? These games mean so much. It's not like you're just chasing empty numbers or chasing empty stats when you're either out of it or have something clinched. No,
they got a lot to play for.
The Yankees have a lot to play for. So do the Red Sox. Yeah. So every one of these games means something. And for him to shoot, I think the rest of the way the Yankees are playing,
they're playing to get in. Yes.
So you playing to get in, but at the same time chasing these numbers so the numbers help. Aaron Judge is waking up at the right time. Same thing with Stanton. Yep. So everything is falling in place for the Yankees. Everything except for Anthony Volpe. But everything else is falling in place for the Yankees. And so me and John were talking yesterday about, you know, being ready with a graphic. And we talked to a graphic designer about having something to post for 30-30. And they're like, when do you need it? I don't even know how to answer that. It could be tonight. It could be a week from now.
That's exactly how you answer it. We know exactly, but we could need it. When? As soon as you get it, we need it. Because that's how Jazz is moving right now. So this is the part that a lot of people don't pay attention to it when it comes to... Because you say to yourself, like, any moment it could happen, but you have to be, as the media, prepared with the information to show you how important a movement like this is for somebody like Jazz. Young player getting up. We talked about the years in Miami. All of the things that was painted negative about him, all of that made it to the press. And everybody kind of looked at him sideways. So now to make the transition... Last year with the Yankees, trip to the World Series. This year, 30-30 club. These are the kind of stuff that makes players, and we know next year, back to a contract year. So
it got to be 200 M's, right?
Boy.
Like, if you come with the 30-30 season, and this is going to be his first, honestly, he should have had two, maybe three under his belt by now.
Shout out to Miami.
Like, he should have been in company with guys like Tatis or Bobby Witt Jr. Yeah. Like, he should be in that company working his way towards that. Because I think Tatis is going on his second or third, maybe. I think Bobby Witt is, like, on seven. So I see Jazz as one of those guys. He's in that mold. But the number one thing that's held him back, it's been the injury concerns. We got a caller?
Yeah.
All right.
Go ahead, caller. Thank you for joining. Do you credit it? Hello? Okay, I think we lost that caller. Go ahead.
You bought it. Phones, but... But
really bad.
Yes.
Really bad.
So the 30-30 chase is in play, and I'm glad that you segued it to what it's going to mean next year, because it's going to mean 200 M's. 200 M's. He's going to get, or he should be in line to get, the most lucrative contract a Bahamian athlete has ever seen.
Right. And this is why I want to give a lot of credit to Judge. I don't want anybody to
say,
no, okay, hand me up. I always tell people there's this thing in baseball. You can have a team that have really good contributors, and then you could have a team with multiple stars. I've seen this a lot in baseball where sometimes one of those guys kind of like, he is first. And then that second guy, he doesn't really look out for. But when you have those
two stars. Hold on, you're talking about Gina and A-Rod?
You know exactly what I'm talking about.
Okay.
But when you have those two stars that understand, hey, for me to be what I am, he needs to be what he is. And they work along and they get that done. Judges open the floodgates, allowing Jazz to be not only who he is off the field, but on the field as well. And he's been fully in support. So when you see that kind of buy-in from the starter team, you know for sure, like, hey, he's the guy behind the scene. Make sure he's straight, bro. Make sure he's good. Make sure he got it. And I love to see things like that, especially in baseball.
You know what they needed? And particularly, you know what Aaron Judge needed? Especially after the World Series he had. You need someone who plays, who gives that personality. Because yeah. I feel like that was something the Yankees was missing, right? This is an organization that always had that. Even though they tried to legislate the personality out with all the rules, with the way you dress, the way you groom yourself. But I feel like you need someone with Jazz that plays with that irrational confidence and that I don't really care what anyone says right. mentality. That's what Aaron Judge needed beside him.
Welcome to the Accredited Caller. Go ahead.
Hello?
Hi, right, go ahead.
I hold in the first time, and for some reason, I think Ronaldo gets missing.
That was me. That was me. Can't blame Ronaldo for that. Like, you tell you, like, battered phones, but let's go.
Good morning, gentlemen. Good morning. That's Ronaldo and Ricardo, right?
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Katie in there.
No, Jim. No. John's on
here. Ricardo voice.
Deal with him.
Ricardo, I was agreeing with A1 yesterday when they were saying you was a great co-host for Dwight and everything.
Right.
And I was saying I love your perspective on issues and everything, the topics would come up. Until the end of the show, when you agree with Dwight that the Dolphins could be taken plenty beaten this weekend, can I take everything back?
Okay,
Then I say, oh, my, why Dwight up this boy on the show?
Let me explain to you. I'm a lifelong patriot, so I could never... I support the Dolphins when they do other things, and I can tell you I troll them a lot on that. Mm-hmm. But when they play in the Patriots, I don't care how good the Dolphins is and how bad...
Tomorrow you could be in plenty problems tomorrow.
Then. We can see it. 1 o'clock.
We're getting embarrassed now. We home. So we know we ain't taking no prisoners tomorrow.
I can't work out. 1 o'clock, we can be ready. So.
And I have some. I have two words for Dwight. Saquon Barkley, Dwight. Sunday, 4 o'clock, a rematch of the Super Bowl. Dwight, y'all get the same results would happen in February. The same results y'all could get.
We'll see.
But, Jazz doing good. But Aaron Judd, came on by two. I think he on 362 now, eh?
Yeah.
He tied in fourth place with Joe DiMaggio.
Like, he actually surpassed DiMaggio the last game.
All the last game. He got 3-6-3 now.
Yeah.
3-6-3. Oh, okay, four. Okay. All right. The Yankees, locker room received Trump good. They ain't booing like the tennis game and things like that. Yeah, but he's a New Yorker.
Well,
yeah,
you know,
I wasn't surprised. They'll receive him like that. They didn't really go boo him like that.
Yeah, he's a New Yorker, and it was the anniversary of September 11th. So that was time to rally around the flag.
Because to the tennis game, boy, they boo. It was mixed, though. Boo was on chairs.
Yeah, that's going to happen.
Yeah. But, gentlemen, you all see that Green Bay defense, man? Boy, that and I stay night, boy. For them to shut down Daniels like that.
It's almost as if Micah Parsons make a difference there.
Exactly.
He had a lot of people really good money right now.
Man, boy, what? Look at that defense looking like the old steel curtain.
Well, it's the rule in Parker Lawn. I think the quarterback in that third, fourth years when they make that Super Bowl run, it was for Brent Favre. It happened for Aaron Rodgers, and now could it be possible for Jordan Love? We'll have to wait and see.
Oh, Jordan Love looked good. Yeah, Love looked good. They were better than last year because he was even looking good at this last year.
Definitely.
He started off the season rocky and rough last year. But he look more composed now and everything.
All right. Well, we're going to get to some football talk in the second half when we talk about some more international stuff. So stay tuned to us or call back and chime in on some of this stuff.
Okay, no problem. I listen every week. I enjoy the show every week. I listen every Saturday. Yeah.
All right. Yes, sir. All right. Appreciate it.
I'll call back.
Yeah. So we were talking about Jazz and what that contract is going to look like. And him being paired next to Aaron Judge and being the personality that they need. And like we said, like the caller mentioned, Judge is awake now. Yeah. Stanton is... It's all about capturing lightning in a ball at a right time.
That's what the MLB season is all the time. I always tell people, 182 games, that's a lot to get through. Get them guys some time to, you know, have some down points, some up points, and eventually, if you could get your team to circle back around late August, early September, and you could start to ride that wave into the end of
the... The type of money that we expect Jazz to get with this contract, the type of payday that DeAndre Ayton had.
Yeah.
I mean, this is... Baseball ain't got the salary caps. You expect this to be higher, but what do you think that means just for Bahamian sports in general, for people to be able to see that? Because it is something that we've never seen before.
I don't even want to think that big. I don't want to think that macro.
You have to.
No, hold on. Hear me out. I want this. I want to look at this from the standpoint of what it means to the kids in JBLN and Freedom Farm right now. Because this is somebody that is exactly where they're at now. He was there. So I look at it from their standpoint, and they could see that, bro, there's not only a pathway to greatness, there's not only a pathway to success, but there's also a pathway to a really good payday. Once you do what you have to do and you take care of all the stops that you have along the way, you could be exactly where Jazz is in the next 15 years. That's not even that long.
That's generational wealth. Like, really great payday. We talking generational wealth. And the thing about it is, like, yes, he's there right now, but currently you have the number four prospect in all of baseball. So the
money puts a spotlight on everything Bahamas baseball related. So it of course we know what Sebastian is. We know he's next up. Matter of fact, I thought he would have been called up after the All-Star break.
$800 million. $800 million.
Go ahead, man.
The salary cap's going to be out of control within the next 4 or 5 years, right? I feel like $800 million. I am going to keep saying that. All right, fine. $500. Definitely $500.
I'm not saying $800 is out of the reach. Because
$800 is Shohei and Sebas don't pitch. But if we go, I feel like in the next 5-6 years, Sebas is getting $500. Jazz probably getting two.
Yeah. I think in the right situation and in the right light, I think Jazz should get up to 230.
I could see that.
Yeah, I think that's possible. But
situations and where you are placed matters so much in this game. And I think people overlook, not just in this game, but in sports in general, I think people tend to overlook it. Because I remember at the trade deadline, Yankees weren't even in the conversation that people were talking about. Yeah. It was Seattle, it was Pittsburgh. And then all of a sudden the Yankees thing happened. He does not become this if he's in Seattle or if he's in Pittsburgh.
At all.
Because I feel like everyone's forgotten about O'Neill Cruz already. Hasn't helped that he hasn't been hitting the baseball. I feel like people forget about Julio Rodriguez in Seattle. It kind of happens. Because once Cal Raleigh started doing his thing, Cal Raleigh just became the star and that was it. But for Jazz to be in New York, to be in pinstripes doing this, that has added so much to his value.
And to his credit, he's put the right team around him in terms of the persons who line up his media stuff, because he's been with that star spotlight and playing it really well. He's doing the right conversations. He's doing the right press to ensure that everything that happened in Miami is cleared up and we now understand the buy-in he's receiving in New York.
But here's the thing. This is what's so amazing about it. I think he's just doing whatever he wants.
No, but that's it.
He's making music. He's not toning down the rhetoric of anything he says. Do you see?
But that shows you how much effort the Marlins put in to trying to spoil his reputation. Because he's doing everything he did in Miami. The exact same
Nothing
thing.
Nothing has changed.
And all that's different is the team is saying, yeah, but that's what we're paying for. That's the guy we wanted.
He might be worse. Because remember against Houston when he got dialed up to end the game and he went off on the ump. And there was a fan on Twitter that said some stuff, and Jazz responded, giving that fan an instruction that we would have to say pause to. But, and that he also earlier, remember the beginning of the season or last year, went on the pivot and talked very
openly
and candidly about everything that happened in Miami. So he hasn't changed anything or toned back the rhetoric. He is who he always was. I mean, this is who he was as a kid.
That's why I say he's put the right team around him to go there and say, hey, they doing that, you do this. So I have to give him credit. A lot of times, a lot of people don't pick up on this stuff and they just let the narrative run wild and then it becomes something that it isn't. Jazz is the guy. He figured it out. There's Major League Baseball money now at play. Let's get it done the right way.
All right, well, let's switch to Tokyo real fast and talk about world champs. 15 Bahamians in competition in Tokyo, Japan. Some of the Bahamas' greatest and best sports journalist minds are on the ground in Tokyo giving you play-by-play coverage.
I know if I believe the way you cue that up.
What do you mean?
We got the best and the brightest minds out there?
Absolutely.
Okay. Didn't know we made that flight that quick, but okay.
The senior man, them, no.
All right. Shout out to that. He's a part of the Federation, and he's the chief reporter. So
I know Brent, sir.
Definitely. So once he's there, I'm secure.
Then we can be straight.
We can get some good audio.
I just was talking to my boy just now. He got a line up. So we get started with Anthea. We get started with the 100 meter heats. Anthea Charles ran earlier. She finished fifth in her heat, ran 11.18, advanced to the semifinals. Camille Rutherford was also fifth in her heat at 11.40, but she didn't advance. Over on the men's side, Terrence Jones was third in his heat, 10.16, and he will advance to the semifinals. So out of the three Bahamians that competed on day one of action for them, two advancing to the semis, and Anthea Charlton has had the kind of... Let's see, if we compare it in baseball terms, because we were just talking baseball, who had an amazing season kind of out of nowhere?
I don't think it fits the baseball, like, model.
Jay Buhner.
That's not out of nowhere. I mean...
This is an audio medium. The audience didn't see me pantomiming an alleged needle by my vein. But anyway, yes, Ken Caminiti.
Okay.
Are these two deep pulls? Need me to be more recent? Anyway, I say all that to say Anthea Charles, one that I don't think you could have predicted this, because she did qualify for the world champs in two events, in long jumps and in the 100. And long jump is her better event. She called it her favorite event. But this year, she became, I think, the first Bahamian woman since Chandra Stirrup to run under that 11-second barrier. Like, she's very close to the national record. And I would not be surprised if in the semifinals, or knock on wood, in the finals, if she got the national record, which would be an amazing opportunity for her.
In fact, that's actually the biggest story for me, because we know how long our record been around.
Yeah.
We
from Golden Girls' time.
Right. So now to see it as a possibility, I don't know. From I got into the media space, everybody was like, there's some records that we probably won't see. And I didn't imagine this one popping up right now. Again, you talked about the long jump being her favorite. I think to make this transition and actually compete at this level, it's kind of surprising for me. I wouldn't go as far as to compare it to the stuff in baseball, because...
No. That is... Hold on.
That's why I say it. Because in baseball, that's normally what is the case.
No, that is not the comparison. Okay, I see where you caught me with that. That is definitely not the comparison that I was making. All I was saying is that it's a season that has been... unexpected, but at the same time... has been absolutely incredible.
So this is definitely where I swap with the Patriots.
Yes.
Better analogy.
Much better analogy. Yes, perfect. See, this is why you need like-minded individuals. But this is going to be a very busy World Champs for Team Bahamas and across several disciplines. I am so looking forward to see what the javelin throwers do, because we're used to seeing the sprinters. We're used to seeing the jumpers. This is a place where Donald Thomas amazingly... Donald Thomas has to be studied like LeBron, because this man won a world championship gold medal in 2007, and he is still there now in 2025.
Respect the work.
Yo!
I know what happened in Freeport, but shout out whatever y'all doing. We can need one more in a bit. We can need one more.
2007 also came from out of nowhere in that year. 2007 gold medal at these very world champs and is still getting it done in 2025.
Definitely.
I mean, it would be amazing if the career or the story arc completed on the podium again. No, it would be amazing.
That's ESPN 30 for 30. If we could do something like that this go round, ESPN 30 for 30. Documentary style. We can eat it done.
Gotta get on that Ken Caminiti.
We can go back there.
I just mean that he was a really good player.
Out of nowhere.
He had his moments. Fine. Yeah. Okay, if we're talking about longevity, LeBron.
Yeah.
The easiest comparison to make.
Right. Yeah. You know, really good investment in the body, making sure that you're 100% tip-top shape every season. Shout out to Donald Thomas.
Because LeBron doesn't do any of that. If I'm fine with it.
We all would be at this point. Shout out, he ain't Kawhi, so it is what it is.
I feel like more people should be Kawhi if we talk about...
Like everybody is Kawhi, but nobody needed to talk about people being Kawhi.
We three minutes away from the half and we could just get to it, right?
Uh-huh.
I don't have a problem with it. I understand why it needed to be reported, and Pablo Torre has been on a journalism hot streak. Like, he's been on a tear.
Let me
the
tell
things
you
that he's done. And this is what you could do when you become independent.
I just
right?
was about to say, prototypical, he's the standard when it comes to this. Because a lot of people look at sports reporting as this one. Yeah, we could just have fun. But there's stories in sports that you could tell. And Pablo Torre has exposed the best way to go about it. Like, you can make this stuff entertaining. You can actually dig. You can get into there. And you can bring facts out.
But you know when you can't? If you work for an entity that is partner with these organizations.
Because somebody got to broadcast again.
There's no way you will have any kind of investigative report, for instance, on the NFL when ESPN is a partner with the NFL. Yeah. You just can't do it. It ain't business sense. Like, whoever, I don't know who Guardian Radio is a partner with, but we ain't gonna be able to say certain things about them if we were doing it. That's just what business is.
We definitely can't expose.
I mean, I would. We'd probably just lose the show.
It's just true. But and while we're talking about Pablo, everybody know you're a reporter. I come from a reporting background. I want to I want to show Pablo Torre for this alone. Because people look at it and be like, oh, the Kawhi thing was the first thing that he did. My favorite thing he's done was the whole collusion thing that he broke for the NFL. That was a way bigger story than this.
That's why Kawhi stuff he's just been getting on a tail.
So I need y'all to understand. This ain't somebody to just run up on some random papers and figure some stuff out. This is a dude that knows how to put in the work. So what you see him producing is top-tier stuff.
The Kawhi story, he worked on that for 7 months.
Boy.
And you know, people would always ask me, like, hey, why y'all don't do this kind of investigative journalism over here? I think you understand what investigative journalists get paid. Not what we do. Second of all, Second of all, he worked on that for 7 months. What do you think they letting people work on for 7 months?
Not so small, boy.
Are we taking that before the half?
Let's just jump in there.
All right, let's go.
Call you on. Go ahead.
Hey.
Hi, go ahead.
Yeah, man. You remember, I think it was last week you guys talked about what's his name? The basketball player, Buddy, right?
Uh-huh. Yes.
And how Buddy addressed how they make the players, like, they on a track team, they play like they play too fast, right?
Right.
I remember when I called you guys earlier during the Hugh Campbell, I told you, man, like, basketball, it ain't good, you know what I mean? They shooting without passing, you know?
Yeah.
And they you know what I mean? Everybody wants to get a layup, you know what I mean? Is it that these guys are the poor amongst us who is reason why they ain't getting the coaching necessary?
Well, I think it's a combination of both coaching and the way we're trying to develop the game locally. I think all that comes into play here.
The government schools, like, I mean, from the ghetto kids.
Right, right.
Unlike baseball.
Well, that could play a part in it. We're rushing up against the break, but I want you to tune in right there after.
One more thing, before you go.
Go ahead.
You know, like I got a report that the scouts in baseball, not the scouts, the agents, right, get some, like, 40% of a signing bonus, 30 to 40%. Is that regular?
I can't say for certain what people do because those kind of reports aren't published publicly, but are you talking about locally or internationally?
Yeah, locally.
I can't say for certain because I haven't been privy to anyone's contract, so I don't want to just
I talked to parents and they said that, you know what I'm saying, that these guys, like, you pay to go to them to elite and then to an elite program, and then they also want a signing bonus. They want to get a huge signing bonus from you. Anyway, thank you.
Yeah. All right, so we will head into the half. When we come back, we're going to be talking Chick Charney Challenge, and we will get into the NFL.
Banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Girl, Junior just showed me Bulla Boy in his phone. What you mean? He take picture of that good for nothing boy?
Shh.
you don't want bullet hair, you say that. You know, she always say that's my good child.
So what are you doing in Junior phone?
Oh, he there because the police looking for him. He on that wanted list.
Wanted persons in your phone now?
Yes, child. And when police want to find anybody quick, after something happened, they can send picture direct to your phone. Go to Google Play or App Store and search for Crack Crime Bahamas, then pick install and it will go straight to your phone.
There is also a section on missing persons.
Yes, girl. Everybody needs to get this app so police can tell us right away when these people go missing. Just like an alert system.
Yes, it has numbers for Crime Stoppers Bahamas so you can call and nobody knows you. Call directly to Miami and give the information without giving your name or anything about you. I tried the other day and when I hear Junior and his boys talking about where they hide those guns, I walk quick around the corner and call that number.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Print Masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Parents, don't ignore your children's dreams. In Genesis 37, Joseph shared his dreams, and though his father dismissed them, those very dreams revealed his destiny. God is still speaking to children today, even in their sleep. And as parents, we must listen, cover, and nurture. That's why I created the Children's Dream Journal, a tool to help you capture and protect what God is revealing to your kids. You can purchase your copy now on Amazon or join me, Trishawn Hannah, at my book signing Saturday, September 20th at 2 p.m. We'll be at Template located on Jerome Avenue. This event is sponsored by CT Management, Template, Bahama Odds and Ends, Big Party World, and Job 33:14 Dreamer. Let's guard the destiny in our children's
dreams.
This
is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Welcome back to The Accredited, powered by 10th Year Seniors here on Guardian Radio 96.9. I'm Ronaldo, and I was just shooting. I'm just saying that without any context, and you just have to take it for what it is.
Abracadabra, I'm going to apply context. Niall has a...
Do not apply context. Let them think about it.
Text lines are also open, but first we're going to be joined by Chester Robards with the Chikchani Challenge. But if you want to join a conversation thereafter, you get us up at 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Toll free from the Family Islands at 242-300-5720. Text lines are also active, powered by BTC 42796.
All right, now you can provide somewhat of the context.
So, Niall is a horrible shot. Chester was trying to
learn the rule. I am not a horrible shot.
It's a horrible shot.
I hit it 55 times.
Okay, in the context of what this is going to be used for.
I think you did pretty good.
Hold on. In the context of what it's going to be used for somebody who was just rested, clear aim, clear target, it took you like 15 shots to... make contact.
Let me listen to NBA YoungBoy one more time, and then let me go back to
it. So definitely, if you want to be mentally prepared for this, really, really listen to some Lil Durk, get some King Von going.
Well, I mean, not Durk, because you know he's in prison or going to be.
He's in prison now, but what he put on tape before, this will definitely inspire you.
Fair enough. Yeah. All right, so we are talking Chikchani Challenge. Like Cardo said, we got Chester in the studio, Mr. Chikchani Challenge, and if you haven't heard about it, have you been living under a rock? It is the obstacle course here in the Bahamas. And I would say, you guys have been at it for a while now, Chester.
This is 10 years.
Yeah, 10. Because I competed in it 10 years ago. So that's right. When you guys first started. But tell us about what inspired you to even get started with it and the growth of the program over the last 10 years.
Yeah, so thanks, guys. Appreciate you having me. What really happened was I started training for a half marathon. And I did that, and then I got bored.
I was about to say it was boring because it's just flat. You just running. It's boring.
I'm gonna be honest. And so you remember Jason? I found Tough Mudder, right? Which is an obstacle course run, but that's more like it tries to mentally destroy you as well as physically destroy you.
It does.
Yeah. So we decided to do that. That was my first run into obstacle course racing. And funnily enough, it didn't chase me. I loved it. Like, Tough Mudder was, I want to do another one, but I haven't done, that was the only one I did. That was in Miami. Home, and, you know, 2 years after that, just sitting around trying to figure out what I wanted to do in terms of, you know, moving forward with doing some more obstacle course racing. Right. I said, well, there's nothing like that here.
Nothing, because you would have to travel to go to Tough Mudder, go to a Spartan race, or any one of those that you that you were interested in.
Yeah. So I said, you know what? Let me do it here.
All right.
Let me try it.
I mean, it is paradise for a reason. You could do
absolutely.
Anything.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And I think Clifton Heritage Park had just kind of, only a few years before that, really gotten started. And it was a perfect place to do a run, especially an obstacle course run. You know, you got all the elements. You had bush. You had beach.
That is true.
And you had, you know, whatever else, your hills.
The really high walls that was difficult to get over.
Yeah.
As he started saying it, I was having the flashbacks. And I remember going into it and I was thinking, I could do these obstacles, right? That is not going to be the difficult part for me. You know what I wasn't thinking about? The running.
Yeah.
Because that is the part that I did not train for. Wow. I didn't train to run a 3K and do obstacles. Or is it 5K?
5K.
Yeah. I didn't train to do 5K and run obstacles. So you really have to have well-balanced training to do the whole thing.
Absolutely. And you know, we don't have you on the road.
Yeah.
It's not, you know, it's sand, it's gravel.
Right.
It's mud sometimes. You know, it's different. It kind of helps to defeat your run as you're going through, right? So
see, and this is why I have to ask the question. What torturous me and just say, you know what? This is something people can love.
Let me explain something to you, Ricardo. This is fun to a lot of people. This is fun because I'm not going to lie, the camaraderie around it, and when you get through this and you're done with it, it feels amazing. It feels amazing to look back on it and say, I went through that. There was no way I thought I could scale that wall. There was no way I thought I could get through crawling under the net. Or you know what it is? A lot of typical things that we've seen in pop culture and military training.
I was just about to say.
You're going
to
do these things.
Right.
So that's a whole part of the experience.
That you always wanted to try. I'm sure a lot of people always wanted to try it. You know, and you know, think back to where we came from, right? As man,
right?
We didn't always have roads and paved roads and
some
nice
of us still don't.
Exactly, right? Some of us still got to walk through some treacherous areas, and get over some things to go through life.
Election season, they can fix it.
Hopefully, fingers crossed.
So you know, the Jigjani challenge really is that kind of basic instinct, gritty kind of challenge that I think everybody should try at least once.
And I know this year you're planning to make it even a bit more spectacular. But before you get into that, I know the question I always get when people hear anything about it, where did the name come from? What was the thought process behind it?
So we decided we were going to start in the bush. And our Bahamian folklore thing, the Jigjani, is found in the bush.
Yeah, because I know your guardian colleague, Erin Green, she takes 100% ownership. She takes 100% ownership of the name. So.
Absolutely. But you know, and then the Jigjani. And of course, the challenge is, it is what it is. So we stuck with it.
Full disclosure, Chester brought in this. So this is something, as Carter said, this is the 10th anniversary. So you're going to have some new challenges. We talked about some of the typical ones. Tell us about some of the new challenges. And as this interview is going on, this is an audio medium, but I'd like you to know that I am now playing with one of the challenges. I am shooting my laser gun at the target, which I hit 55 times, just to let y'all know.
Right. We'll see how many times he hits it when he squeezes the trigger three times.
He got two.
That was good.
Yeah.
That was pretty good.
Okay, you're getting better. Did you mentally play young boy?
I am getting better at shooting.
So laser, as you're messing with it now, laser shooting is part of the modern-day pentathlon. Obstacle is actually in the next Olympics. So it's one of those things that we brought to the Bahamas to start people training on, right?
Right.
We want to eventually take this international, and we want to send some Bahamians to go and compete. As we speak, the World Obstacle Championships are going on in Sweden right now. Tomorrow's the last day. So, you know, it's fun. It's great. It's a burgeoning sport, though, like that we want people to respect and come and try out.
The thing about Bahamians is, as long as you give them an avenue or even allow them to train or show them a path to something, they're going to train and find a way to get there internationally. Like I was just doing a story this week on Bahamians competing internationally in surfing, and I did not think we had the capacity.
We got water.
But we're everywhere. You saw how archery has blown up over the last few years. The same thing could happen here.
Yeah, it's true. And I think we kind of miss out on giving more avenues to more people, like you said.
Absolutely.
You know, I'm not a sports buff or a sports person, but I found Obstacle, and I loved it, right? And I'm so glad that they're respected.
Sport, right. The thing I always respected about the Johnny Challenge, you see a lot of dudes now that get in shape. They just do it for the look of it.
Yeah.
But now this is the opportunity to put all that work to the test.
All of it to the test.
Yes. Boy, it is not the same. And I am going to tell everybody right now, you in your gym working out, and you there for the aesthetic. If you are going to do this, you better be ready for it, because it is not the same.
It was born out of CrossFit, really, kind of. So the movement was related to CrossFit.
Right.
But, you know, if you're very beefy, I've seen some really, 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 really big guys who out there doing Spartan races.
And right.
They just fail the upper body obstacles. For some reason,
It's because functional training is completely different.
Yeah, you're right.
So you have to train. CrossFit is kind of born out of that entire functional training kind of mindset. Mm-hmm. So this applies all the real world skill set to this. So other than the laser shooting, what else can we expect that is something new to the course for year 10?
So to the course, we had built a warped wall before. So if you know about Ninja, American Ninja Warrior,
right.
You know, that's a huge show in the U.S. And Ninja is also a huge discipline as well. That's growing.
Did not know that.
That's growing. So we're going to have the warp wall on the course.
Interesting.
What else is new? Throwing and spear throwing last
what
year.
I'm sorry, what?
Y'all got a Buddhist address next year.
Axe throwing. Okay.
So, again, you know, you're running through a course, and there's certain things you have to do.
Right.
You know, we're going back to basic man. And
I was about to ask, what do you know about the timeline of the zombie apocalypse, and what are you not telling us?
I can't tell you what I know.
Okay.
I just tell you that your Johnny Challenge is going to prepare you.
Because I seem to see a lot more survival work into this.
Yeah,
we're shooting, we're throwing axes, we're throwing spears.
I fully see this growing into like a two-day wilderness challenge, and whoever comes out on the back end, that's the winner.
Is the one that gets to live.
Yeah.
I'm glad you mentioned that too, because that's all part of this whole obstacle movement is adventure racing as well. So there are adventure racing sports and world competitions that actually take place. One is taking place in the U.S. right now.
I feel like the Bahamas is the perfect place for that.
Andrews is definitely a good place for that.
Because you got so much you could do. You could imagine being out there, wild boys just running around you. I ain't saying go out there, go do something.
Okay, I was about to say wild boys running around, not the best idea.
Yeah,
also, secondly, isn't that where like the actual Chichonis are? Because there's some of us that actually believe that they exist.
Yeah,
I don't know if we just won't be running around.
You ever spend two or three hours evening time in Andrews Wilderness?
I will not, because I've always been afraid of the stories
sure
they hear.
I'm pretty sure they exist.
And you want me, how do I running around in a Chick Charney Challenge shirt? I'm not going to do it. Anyway, so where are we going to be this year for this event? What's our venue?
So, 10th anniversary, we partnered with Fusion Superplex. We're going to be in the courtyard. Mm-hmm. So that's the start and the finish. And obstacles along JFK on the south side and then on the lakeside as well. And also in Fusion's yard. So all the obstacles over the 5K will be along that route. And, it's probably the easiest route we've done, which is good. I think this year the obstacles are a challenge enough, but we really want to introduce more people to the Chickchawney.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say, because, you may say it's the easiest route you've ever done, but I think that also casts a wider net to more people because you don't want people to be intimidated by it.
Right.
You want to try to bring in as much people as possible.
Yeah, absolutely. In that same vein, we're offering a light version this year. So we have 20 obstacles for the regular. That's the entire Chickchawney Challenge 5K. And then you can opt to do just 10 of those. And 10 that we've handpicked that we figure out a good introductory into obstacle course racing for people who've never done it before.
Right.
And then we also have a kids challenge this year for ages 3 to 7 who can do their own mini course, which will be up at Fusion.
Which is big, because we've now seen talk about the growth of new sports. Karifta Triathlon has now been a thing that's growing now with a lot of kids in the Bahamas. So they're competing with these, I would say, multi-discipline events. And a lot of the kids that are interested in that, I could see them coming right over to this and doing the same sort of thing.
Yeah, absolutely. I think about it that way all the time, that, you know, if you... you found that you weren't like a top competitor in this. Well, maybe if you switch over to this, maybe you're a good runner. Maybe you had some good upper body stuff, but maybe now you could find something else that you could be very competitive in possibly.
If someone's listening and they want to sign up, how do they do that? What are the details and how do I get from just listening to becoming a part of the Chick Charney Challenge?
Always visit www.chickcharneychallenge.com. All of the sign-up information is there. You can sign up very easily. So it's a sign-up form and a waiver. And you can also, on the sign-up form, you can opt to do the light version or the regular version, or you can sign up your kids.
When is the final day for registration?
We're going all the way up to the Friday. Okay. So before the September 27th is the date for the run. And we got some great partners, if I could shout them out.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Right? Yeah, of course, about the sponsors. That's why you're here.
Of course, Guardian Radio 96.9 is...
Oh, such a benevolent sponsor. The greatest sponsor there's ever been.
Naturally.
New studio that decals and stuff. The decals are amazing.
They're getting crazy up in
there. I know.
So Fusion Superplex, obviously, RBC, Kalina, Advantage Insurance, have been with us for a long time. Fincastle Media Group, Powerade, Calic, Guardian Radio 96.9, as I said before, Party, Pilots, Rentals, and Events, Heineken Zero. And we are giving to prostate cancer awareness this year.
Good plan.
And Dr. Dante Jacobs with Body Temple is going to be with us out there doing screenings and that kind of thing. He was going to try and call in. I don't know if we have time for it. But
absolutely.
Yeah.
We got time.
Yeah, you can. He said he tried to call. 323-6232 is a good one.
Carter, do your job.
I apologize, Dr. John.
You can call in, Dr. Jacobs, while we still have some time. But you know, all great sponsors help us. The beer, Heineken Zero, and Calic. Yeah, that's
you gotta have a
typical obstacle course racing.
You need the libations once you're done. That's what you're surviving to get. So
you replenish all of your carbohydrates with our Calic. Sponsors.
Yeah, so people got to know that. There's gold at the end of the rainbow. Calic gold at the end of the rainbow.
I don't know if it's... The color's gold, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. So,
but I like the way you included this time around, the ability for the spectators to watch a person start to actually see this in live action. You talked about both sides of JFK being lined with obstacle course. So are you inviting persons to come on down, line the road sides and watch a bit?
We are absolutely inviting people to come out and watch. Come out to our race village. We're going to have some of the obstacles live streamed there, so you don't have to be on the road, but you can hang out and have fun there. There are going to be vendors giving out stuff, you know, food, drinks, that kind of thing. So we're inviting everybody to come. You know, we start at 6:30 in the morning.
Right.
If you don't, the kids' race actually starts at 9 a.m., so we're going to have a lot of fun out there. The laser pistol shooting will be the second to last obstacle, so it will be at the courtyard as well as... So fun things to watch. People try to figure out, right?
What's going to be your favorite obstacle on the course?
The warp wall is definitely,
my favorite. So that's the one that's going to be the most difficult for people, I can tell. That's the one that is going to give the most comedic content, I think, if that's your favorite.
No, absolutely. You know, that's the thing. Well, we do have something called the water balance this year, too, is, you know. Once we near a body of water, we try to use it.
When I heard you say north and south sides at JFK, I was like, somebody going by the water. There's going to be something over by the water.
Absolutely.
I know.
So something called the water balance. I won't give too much away. It's going to be, we're going to have a camera on that for sure.
September 27th. Starting at 6:30.
Yep, 6:30 a.m. And we're going to start in waves so that we don't have great pileups at obstacles.
All right.
Just to give everybody the best time. And for the first time this year, we are chip timing. We're chip timing just so we can keep records of people and their times, so that
if they want to make that transition internationally,
if we're
going to
transition internationally, we have that.
Okay. Yeah, because I was just telling people how much people I beat. It was like, how'd you do in the course? I was like, I beat 25 people. I had like two pictures from it. They couldn't prove me wrong.
We got a great picture of you crawling.
I
think that's been all over the place.
Yeah, there was several. It was quite a time. So I do have time to reconsider if I'm going to come back for year 10. It's something to consider, right?
I think you should.
You could do the first one and then you come back in year 10.
You already got your laser pistol training in.
I know that.
Don't call that training.
I hit it 55 times.
55 out of how many shots?
That's not the point here.
Okay.
But it's going to be the second to last obstacle. You know what? I'm doing it.
Lock yourself
just
up.
Like that. This is how easy it is to talk me into things.
You said one of your sponsors is Fincastle, right?
Fincastle Media Group.
Yeah, they responsible for the streaming. I need to know who's streaming so we can get. So yeah, let's make sure we get a good camera angle of him.
I feel like you don't have confidence in me.
All the confidence in the world. You represent the brand. We need a T-shirt. Put it on a T-shirt, please.
I've seen him do it. I have confidence in it.
Okay. I'm a better athlete now than I was 10 years ago.
I'm not sure if statistics would prove that.
We added some new things, so we can't really...
Is this the Rondo conversation again?
I've done some things. I've made some enhancements.
I got you.
Some in the lab, some otherwise.
Oh, boy.
But listen, if you're listening to this, whether you are competing or not, the Chicchani Challenge is the place to be on September 27th. And like Chester was saying, there's an atmosphere for you to just be a spectator. So you have no excuse to miss out on this one, right? There's something right. for everybody involved yeah. in this.
All right, welcome to the credit. Go ahead. Hello.
Hello,
me there. Hey, can you ask?
Yeah, I can hear you. Yeah. Sorry about that. That's Chester gave me the contact. This is Dr. Jacobs.
Perfect. Go ahead.
All right. Awesome. So sorry I couldn't be there in person, guys. I just wanted to say, you know, the 10th anniversary of Chicchani Challenge, you know, we're so honored to be a part of it. Myself, VP of the Medical Association of the Bahamas, along with some other doctors, will be providing health screenings there that day and also trying to bring awareness to prostate cancer awareness month, which is September, on getting men out there and getting conscious about their health. You know, prostate cancer is a very prevalent disease in the world, one of the most common cancers, especially among Black men. Right. So we really want to take time to pay attention to that. And as Chester mentioned, that proceeds from the event will be going to aid persons living with prostate cancer and those getting tested for it. So
yeah, definitely. And I like the way you plug it in that this is Prostate Awareness Month. Getting persons tested, and again, just directing men back to take advantage of this opportunity to free screenings. Yeah. Tremendous opportunity.
Doc, are you competing on the course?
I am not, but I told Chester that is on the bucket list. I'm one of those guys that I like to take on challenges that are otherwise spooky, but I'm definitely down to take part, man. But So I'm looking to get hands on, seeing how things are going. Are you guys doing it?
See, I'm trying to get as much people to do the course along with me. Carter's not going to do it because he's a coward.
And Doc, we can start the first preparation group for next year. So we're going to need the preparation group for next year. That's us.
What I'm talking about. I'm down, buddy. I'm down to try anything at least once. I tell them, you know, as long as it's in the realms of safety and sanity, because they do got to. A wife and a child at home. So as long as I can make it back.
Me too, Doc.
We all in the same boat with this. But yeah, I'm going to be in. Apparently, I'm going to have a camera following me on the course. I'll wear a GoPro.
I'm down. Like you say, whatever is clever. And, you know, like I say, the more the merrier with guys, man. And absolutely. You really just want to debunk some of these myths, man. Because you know it is with us being in, man. We ain't into seeing the doctor until we have already in the coffin, you know?
Yeah. Yep.
One leg got to be falling off. We got to be, you know, at death's door. And it's really about showing that, hey, you can invest in your health like you invest in your house, like you invest in your car, you invest in your kids' tuition. We got to invest in ourselves because it's really on us, you know?
And yeah. I think it's so much about changing the mindset because with men in particular, exactly. You just taught that, hey, you just got to provide. And that's all it is. You have to be concerned about everyone else around you. But I think a byproduct of that is men end up neglecting themselves, and the health is one of the things that suffer.
Yeah. Definitely. And like I say, it's our culture, you know, it's kind of taboo for us men to say, oh, you know, be vulnerable and actually say, you know, I'm not feeling well, you know, I need help. You know, that's one of the hardest things that I see that plagues us as men, and it really can have a fatal cost for some person. So I just want to stress that, you know, you guys should feel comfortable with us. You don't have to worry about being vulnerable and you do not use the finger anymore, okay? So don't be
was
scared.
Going to be my yes, very next question. Out. No, thank you so much for that because it was going to be my next question and I said I was going to have to ask you before you hang up. The number one thing that prevents men from going to get the prostate check, the fear of the exam.
Yes.
Please update us on the new practices.
No longer needed digital rectal exams. Our old school class now, we really focus on a blood test. It's only a certain bracket of people that might need that part, and that's really far in between. So please, come out, guys. Come out. And I think it's going to be a great event. And, you know, we'd love to see as many people out there as possible.
We really have had more women do the Jigjani Challenge than men.
Well, I feel like women are so much more into fitness these days than men are, when you think about it.
I take people rock climbing, too, and I've had more women. I think women have larger testicular fortitude than some men.
Chessa out there calling you all like, Chessa saying you're all scared. He's trying to be
I was just about to say, between Chester and Doc, we build a really supportive community, and Chester come right back.
No. Chessa say, forget all that. Y'all scared, and that's why y'all ain't signing up, and y'all women are signing up, and they climbing rocks and climbing over obstacles, and y'all just ain't doing nothing.
I'm only giving you the data that I found over 10 years.
So the gauntlet has been thrown down. If you want to respond to Chester, the perfect places to do so at the Jigjani Challenge on September 27th at Fusion Superplex. So if you want to, Chester, repeat the website again so our callers and listeners could.
You can sign up at ChickJohnnyChallenge.com, ChickJohnnyChallenge.com. All the social media pages, you can find us. So, and that'll lead you back to the website to sign up. I forgot to mention that we are doing something called a Tour de Course this year, which means I'm finally going to run my own race in 10 years.
I've not done it. There you go.
And so I'm taking a group of people out. So this is even for the first-timers who don't want to go it alone, but they're actually going to do the full course, obstacles, with me. I'm going to help them through it.
You know what? That's my group right now.
And there's already like 10 people who've chosen that. I was, you know, when I started going to it, I was like, oh, people. Okay, all right. I got to do it. Okay.
All right. That sounds good. I'll join that group right there. Or you think I should be doing this independently?
No. Go with Chester. Once we have the camera on him, that's all we need back in the group. So again, Doc, thank you for joining us this morning, man. I look forward to making this event special. Chester, any final words?
Thanks, Doc. Join us. Come out. You know, try the Jigjani Challenge out for the first time if you want to do the light version. If you want to do the full thing, you know, it's all good. It's going to be fun. Don't think of it as a race. It really is just going back to the playground.
That'll do it for the accredited. Thanks, Chester. Thanks to the Jigjani Challenge. And we hope to see y'all out there on the course. We'll be back next week.